Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own. Just listen and learn and then pick up the phone.
Good morning in Blanchard. Good morning in Barnesville, home of the Trojans. Thank you for making KFGO number one in the morning, number one all day long. The KFGO morning crew, Doug Lear, Bonnie Masati, getting your Tuesday set for you.
Yeah, and if you have any questions about your house, now's time to get them answered. Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies, Inc. He's a home inspector. He is here. The Laney studio lines are open, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or you can text in your questions to 35270.
Hey, good morning, Lars. Glad to have you with us again there, my friend.
Yeah. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good, Lars. We're doing pretty good. I know it's a busy, busy time of year. How many home inspections have you, could you estimate how many home inspections you've done? How many basements have you been in? How many rooftops have you been on?
Since we started here 11 years ago, I would say well over 8,000. So we've been starting to go through some houses two and three and some even four times.
I mean, Santa Claus is going to be asking you, hey, which house has a roof that might be a little bit shaky?
Yes, that would be a very smart thing to do by Santa. You would know.
Interesting. So you say some of those homes you've been through two, three times. Are you seeing, Lars, like some issues that you identified during your first walkthrough, which I guess never got fixed, that you're still observing?
Yeah, you know, sometimes we see that the buyers walk away from a house that we inspected. And then maybe a month later, a new buyer is interested, and then they want us to take a look at it again. Or we can see that a house has been, you know, we inspected a house in 2012, and then it sold again in 2015, then again in 2018. And then we keep just coming back, and we're doing so many houses that it's hard to remember exactly what was pointed out. And in fact, sometimes I would go through a home and not even know that I inspected it 3 years ago because there's just so many homes.
Well, the market out there is hot, as we've been talking about for quite a long time here. What would be maybe some of the reasons why somebody's not anxious to jump on a house that's up for sale? What kinds of problems, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I would say there's a number of things that are common reasons for buyers to walk away after the home inspection. And I think maybe the main one, the most common one, is that the buyer come in to the inspection with the complete wrong expectations from the get-go. They're expecting too much. And then after the inspection, you know, a lot of little things are identified and maybe some future expenses, and they just didn't expect it. And they got really disappointed. And they were like, I got to find something else. So that is a pretty common one. So it's important that a home buyer would have reasonable expectations coming to the inspection, because it's not going to be perfect. There will be a lot of things that will be identified, and that's okay. Don't get overwhelmed by that. Focus on the stuff that matters, you know. Another thing that's common is, you know, it's the big M word. Mold always seems to scare people a lot. And honestly, we see a little bit of mold in most houses. That is just how it is. And some people get really, really worried about it, and some of them with reason, because they are hypersensitive to mold and can get really sick when they're exposed to it. While others more have that general thing where, like, oh my gosh, there's mold, but a little bit of mold won't hurt most people. So when we see a little bit of mold in our inspections, our focus is more about, like, why is this here? Why do we have mold on the surface? And then as long as we know why, you know, correcting it will be a lot easier. So we try to focus on that. So yeah, mold is a big one. Moisture problems in the basement is also a big concern, and that gets kind of tricky because if we see signs of previous moisture in a basement, we don't really know what happened. Was there a sump pump failure? Was there water coming through a crack in the foundation? Was the downspout extension, you know, not on? Were the gutters clogged? Is it just too high water table? So there could be a lot of different reasons for that to for water to get to the basement. And when there's too many reasons, buyers will get worried about it.
Our Laney's studio line is open at 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. You've got a question for Lars. You can text it in to 35270. When we talk about foundation problems, is a crack normal or natural to have in foundations in the Red River Valley, Lars?
It is super common. In fact, we see cracks in most foundations to look at, even if the home is just, you know, 5 to 10 years old. And most of the time, the crack itself isn't necessarily a huge structural concern, but sometimes water can get in through even just a little hairline crack.
Lars, we got a question. We've got Bev is on the line. She's calling our Laney's studio line at 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Bev, go ahead. You're on with Lars. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning. I have a house, older home that's about 1967, and it has the old lap siding and then the wood soffitting. And last year when it was raining, we noticed that the water was leaking through the seams in the soffitting. So is that a roof problem, a shingle problem?
Yeah, that sounds to me like it could be a shingle problem if you have water coming in through the soffitting. It could be water leaking through the shingles, or it could also, sometimes you could see that if you don't have a proper drip edge underneath the shingles, that will lead the water directly into the gutter, that the water finds its way kind of behind the fascia board and behind the soffit, and it kind of drips out. But this sounds like something that a roofing contractor should be able to help you address. But it sounds like a roof or like gutter, soffit, fascia issue.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Bev, for calling in with that question. Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc., is a home inspector. He's with us here on the KFGO Morning Crew, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. We can probably sneak in another quick call here on the Laney studio line or text in to 35270. How often, I guess, does poor maintenance, like a homeowner doesn't keep up with maintenance, is that a turnoff for a potential home buyer, Lars?
You know, we're always telling home buyers, don't focus so much about all the little maintenance stuff and, you know, minor defects and stuff like that, because it's just something we see at every house. But sometimes the total of everything, the whole home is really poorly maintained, and there's just a lot of things going on that is certainly something that kind of hits the buyer in the face at the end when they get the inspection report, that, like, man, there's so much stuff. So making that maintenance list as short as possible is definitely something that's a good idea for a seller to do before they're putting the house on the market, because it does, you know, feel a lot more appealing and less overwhelming for a buyer.
Lars, if somebody needs to get in contact with you, if they want to book an appointment or have questions, how can they get a hold of Lars Knobloch with Nordic Homes?
You can check out our website, nordiccompaniesinc.com, or Facebook, or give us a call, 701-566-1446.
Very good. Lars, thanks for your time this morning. We know you're busy. You have a good day.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. The home inspector, Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc. He joins us here on the KFGO Morning Crew every Tuesday around 6:40 to answer your house questions.